Title: Inside Info. Ableton Live 12 Super Saw Lead Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. Intro: Welcome. In this advanced automation lesson, I'll walk you through the Inside Info Ableton Live 12 Super Saw Lead Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. By the end, you'll have a producer-grade automation strategy that turns a classic wavy-able Super Saw into an evolving, smoky, cloud-ready focal element using only Live 12 stock devices and macros. We'll focus on a small set of high-impact controls so you get movement, width, smoke, and tactile dynamics that sit well in a drum and bass mix and translate to a big PA. What you will build, you'll build three things: a wavy-able-based Super Saw lead patch with controlled detune, stereo spread, and an airy top, a macro-driven automation template that controls filter, reverb, delay, saturation, and width for dry right arrow, smoky right arrow, full transitions, precise arrangement automation lanes plus MIDI clip pitch bend for groove and humanization, all wrapped into a small rack that lets one macro morph between bright slash punchy and dark slash smoky across a 16-bar phrase. Files and devices used: wavy-able, auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, utility, EQ8, compressor or glue, all stock Live 12 devices. Everything is arranged so macros are your automation targets. Step-by-step walkthrough. Patch foundation. Wavy-able Super Saw. Start a new MIDI track and load wavy-able. Name the track Super Saw Lead. Warehouse. Oscillators. Oscillator A. Use a saw. Set voices around 8, 6 to 10 works. Unison detune in the range of 0.12 to 0.25. Spread around 45 to 70% depending on taste. Oscillator B. Turn it on. Set it a full octave up or nudge its wavy-able position for harmonic richness. Lower its level to about 30 to 50% so it sits as top-end sheen. Add subtle bright noise at roughly minus 20 to minus 14 dB to add air. Voicing. Use unison mode and leave glide off for now. Filter and envelope. Add a 24 dB low-pass filter. Set cutoff around 1.2 to 1.8 kHz and resonance between 0.8 and 1.5. Tweak to taste. Route oscillator B partially dry to retain some top end around the filter frequency. Amp envelope. Fast attack. Anywhere from 0 to 8 milliseconds. Decay between 50 and 120 ms. Sustain around 70 to 90%. Release long-ish, around 140 to 260 ms to give presence with a tail. Basic effects on the instrument. Saturator lightly. Drive around 2 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Use analog clip mode for warmth. EQ8. Gentle high cut at roughly 12 to 14 kHz to tame harsh top end before reverb. Create the macro rack. Group the wavy-able chain to an instrument rack. Map 4 primary macros. Macro 1. Unison detune. Map wavy-able unison detune and optionally wavy-able voices. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Map the wavy-able filter cutoff. Macro 3. Reverb wet slash dry. Map to a return send or directly to reverb dry slash wet. Macro 4. Utility width. Place a utility after the FX chain and map width. Inside the rack, refine mappings for musical behavior. When macro 1 increases, map a small positive change to wavy-able position or warp, maybe plus 5 to 15%, so higher detune adds brightness. When macro 2 closes, have a slight increase in saturator drive and a lowered echo high cut to reinforce darkness without needing extra lanes. Save this as Super Saw Morph Rack, Smoke, Effects Bus and Send Setup. Create at least 2 return tracks, A for reverb large, B for echo tempo synced. Optionally add a C return for post-reverb EQ. Reverb return settings, size around 70 to 85%, decay between 3.5 and 6.0 seconds for long tails, and fairly high diffusion. Use a high cut inside the reverb around 5 to 7 kHz so tails stay dark and smoky. Control wet slash dry via macro 3, by matting the return send or the device wet control to the rack macro. Echo return settings. Use ping pong or stereo mode. Sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/16 for a drum and bass feel. Feedback between 20 and 40%. Add a high cut in echo so you can make echoes darker as the filter closes. Map this to macro 2 where useful. Utility and width. Add utility at the end of the instrument chain. Default width at 100%. Map macro 4 to sweep between roughly 60% and 140% so you can tighten or expand the lead. Automation strategy. Two levels will automate: at clip level for micro detail and at track level for section morphs. MIDI clip automation. Micro movement. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip with your motif. In the clip envelopes, draw small pitch bend dips at the tail of held notes. For example, a downward slide from minus 100 to minus 300 cents over 80 to 120 ms. That gives a humanized portamento effect without changing synth glide globally. Slightly vary note velocities by plus or minus 10 to 20% for natural dynamics. Arrangement automation. Macros map and draw automation lanes for macro 1 through macro 4. Macro 1. Detune. Keep it low in the intro, around 0 to 0.15, and let it rise in the build to around 0.18 to 0.25 at the drop. Program small rhythmic stutter dips every 2 bars for breath. Macro 2, filter cutoff, open to 70 to 90% for bright sections, close to 20 to 35% for smoky parts. Use long S-shaped ramps over 8 to 16 bars to slowly darken, and short snap opens of 150 to 400 ms for emphasis. Macro 3. Reverb send. Low and upfront parts 5 to 12%. Ramp to 20 to 40% in breakdowns for big tails. Use reverb send spikes on the last hit of a phrase so tails cross into the next section. Macro 4. Width. Narrow in verses 60 to 85% and wide for drops 120 to 140%. Add slight rhythmic dips sync to the beat to keep the center clear for kick and bass. Automate echo and reverb parameters where needed. Automate the reverb high cut down as macro 2 closes to reinforce smokiness, for example, from 10kHz down to 5kHz. Automate echoes filter cutoff so echoes thin out when the lead is bright and warm when the lead darkens. Using breakpoint curves, switch to automation mode. Use the draw tool or place breakpoints and make segments curved for natural motion. On Windows or Mac OS, you can adjust tension to make smooth S-curves instead of step jumps. Fine dynamic control at a light compressor or glue after the instrument with medium attack and fast release to glue unison voices. Automate the threshold slightly during the loudest hits to avoid clipping, while preserving punch. Use EQ8 as a safety, if harshness appears. Automate a small notch around 3 to 4kHz. Finalizing the blueprint color and name automation lanes clearly. For example, M1, detune, M2. Cutoff, send A, reverb, group the lead track and create a lead FX. Post return for global transitions like tape stops or reverse hits. Bounce a reference stem and check the result on headphones and in mono to make sure the smoky automation translates. Common mistakes to avoid: automating every parameter independently instead of using macros, that gets unmanageable and inconsistent. Over reverb and excessive wideness, the lead will lose center energy and clash with kick and bass. Always check in mono and tighten width for heavy bass sections. Too much detune. Excessive unison detune makes the lead muddy and kills transients. Keep detune in the musical range we discussed and automate subtly. Forgetting to tame reverb highs. Long tails with full highs sound fizzy. Automate reverb high cut to keep tail smoky. Relying only on device LFOs for macro movement, arrangement automation gives predictable, DJ-friendly changes and lets you craft section shapes. Automating parameters that cause phase or timing issues across layers. Always check layering behavior. Pro tips: save macromorph presets. Create bright, punch and smoky, tail snapshots of your rack. Automating one macro can switch between them. Use envelope sidechaining. A compressor on the reverb returns sidechain to the lead or kick ducks tails on transients and makes clarity in busy DNB arrangements. Delay modulation. Automate echo time between two synced subdivisions, like 1/8 and dotted 1/16. For motion, use sparse automation points for long ramps and denser points for micro movement. This sounds more natural and saves CPU. Automate reverb low frequency damping with an EQ on the return to avoid muddying the sub. Render stems if CPU is an issue. Pre-render the lead and process tails on separate audio tracks that you automate later. When widening beyond 100%, be conservative. Test in mono and limit extreme width to around 140% max. Mini practice exercise: create a 16-bar loop and apply the full blueprint. Tasks: 1. Build the bass wave-eatable supersaw with 8 voices and the amp envelope settings we discussed. 2. Create the instrument rack and map 4 macros: detune, cutoff, reverb send, width. 3. Program a simple 4-bar motif and duplicate it to 16 bars. 4. Automate macro 2 so the first 8 bars slowly close from 80% to 35%, then snap open to 90% on the downbeat of bar 9, then slowly close again by bar 16. 5. Automate macro 3 so it's minimal in bars 1 to 8, jumps to plus 25% in bars 9 to 12, then decays back for bars 13 to 16. 6. Draw a subtle pitch bend dip of minus 200 cents over 100 ms at the tail of every fourth note to humanize. 7. Export a 4-bar stem of bars 9 to 12 and check it in mono. Adjust width if the stem loses clarity. Finish by comparing the dry stem to the processed stem and notice how automation changes perceived space and character. Recap this inside info blueprint gave you a focused automation workflow to turn a super saw into a smoky, evolving lead for drum and bass. Key points: build a strong wave-eatable super saw, consolidate correlated controls into macros, automate macros in arrangement for section morphs, use clip pitch bend for micro motion, and shape reverb and delay with automation so the smoke never washes the mix. Practice the mini exercise. A few automated parameters yield large perceptual changes. Intentional musical automation, not random modulation, is the secret to the smoky warehouse vibe. Extra coach notes, advanced mindset and workflow tips. Advanced macro mapping philosophies map correlated controls, not clones. Pair to tune with slight wave-eatable shifts. Cut off with reverb high cut, width with delay ping pong. One macro should produce musically consistent results across the chain. Use non-linear mapping ranges. Place the most musical area across most of the macro travel so you get better resolution where you need it. Invert mappings where useful. For example, let one macro close the filter while opening reverb so controls don't fight each other. Reserve macros 1-4 for main performance targets, and use macros 5-8 for seasoning controls like slow LFO depth or micro utility shifts. Use rack chain selectors for hard morphs for radically different timbres. Create two chains inside a rack, bright chain and smoky chain. Automate the chain selector or map it to a macro to switch between them instead of automating many parameters. Keep output levels matched.